It's an instrument that I have full control over. I've been sort of imitating different singers for my whole life when I was singing along with their music, you know? If I would hear a Mariah Carey song, I would try to sing like Mariah Carey. And if I would hear, you know, a Joni Mitchell song, I'd try to sing like Joni Mitchell. And if I hear a David Bowie song, I'd try to sing like David Bowie. So I've been practicing that for a long time. And I don't have to worry about practicing and getting that under control because I think I sort of did it without knowing.
Det ikke mer enn fire år siden Cameron Messerow, som Glasser egentlig heter, så smått begynte å sysle med å lage musikk. Veien dit var ikke enkel, for selv om Cameron hadde stemmen under kontroll, var det verre med resten av instrumenteringen. Gjennombruddet kom da hun oppdaget musikkproduksjonsprogrammet GarageBand.
It was sort of the beginning of me just allowing myself to try things and not putting the pressure of having to make the actual sound that I was looking for. I mean, that was the problem in general for me always, is that I sort of like hear something in my head that I wanted to create and then like never be able to achieve it because I didn't have the patience to practice piano or guitar for years. I wanted that instant satisfaction of just getting it out and moving on.
Og der var det altså stemmen kom inn I bildet, som Camerons viktigste instrument og låtskriveverktøy.
I had done pieces where I had just had many layers of singing, which was really good for me. They were studies almost in what I could do with my voice. And, you know, ended up making a lot of things in which my voice sort of laid the instrumental work for the song, and then I would have a regular vocal melody over it. So it was very much an a cappella deal, and then that was sort of one half of it, and the other half of it was I was making these funny sounding songs on that program and sort of feeling detached from them, but then when I sort of pushed them together, then I realized that I sort of had my own sound. I hadn't even thought that I was like creating something different, but then I sort of realized that it could be quite a nice thing to keep working on this and not worry about how and when I would be able to perform them live. When I was worried about how to play something live, that's when I was sort of trying to play it all on guitar or piano or something. It was just sort of holding back the actual songwriting process. I guess within those exercises of making those songs that were just with my voice, I started not to hate the sound of my own voice. It's always just such a shock to hear yourself recorded or even to see yourself recorded on a video or something. You can't control those movements or that sound anymore. And then I just thought, well, like, maybe if I just sing in a way that's not embarrassing, it'll be okay. So then I tried that, but then I decided, well, maybe if I sing in a way that is really embarrassing, like maybe if I just went like, yep, you know, or I had sort of gone through the initial period of just allowing myself with the music to make things that didn't have to matter to me in the end. You know, I didn't have to be making my debut record. And I think that's how I had the freedom to just sing as I would sing. And as soon as I did that, I sort of knew that I was on to something with myself.
Lydverket på P3. We live.